is up? It's The Rant. My name is Jeff Radcliffe, and it is Tuesday, October 6th. Waivers today on the podcast. And actually, I'll tell you what. In my waiver wire rankings, which you can get over at ftnfantasy.com, this is the most players I've ranked all season on waivers. 49. We'll go over them on the podcast today. I'm also going to give you a couple guys to not pick up. They may be tempting, but don't do it, man. I have the hold list, the cut list, and defensive streamers for you all on the show. Before we get into that, though, oh, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about our sponsor, Monkey Knife Fight. Do you like to play daily fantasy sports? Well, you need to check out monkeyknifefight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight.com is the fastest growing daily fantasy site in the world because MonkeyKnifeFight.com is different than other daily fantasy sites, and it really is. It's a very different game. That's because on MonkeyKnifeFight.com, there are no salary caps. You don't have to play against sharks, and that means anyone has a chance of winning, even you. MonkeyKnifeFight.com has tons of fun daily contests in all the sports you love. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, UFC, NASCAR, WNBA, esports. Monkey Knife Fight has it all, and you know what else MonkeyKnifeFight.com has? If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I bet you do. It's a free $5 game for you just for signing up. And if you use the promo code RANT, you'll have your first deposit matched instantly up to $50. Hey, with a name like MonkeyKnifeFight.com, you can be pretty certain you know what you're getting into when you sign up to play. Monkeys and knives and fights and sports. Sign up and play today at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Play to MKF and win. State and age restrictions apply. See site for full terms and restrictions. And I'll say it again, it's a great way to help this podcast out by going and signing up and using the promo code RANT. If you don't use the promo code RANT, you don't help me out. I mean, hey, you can go and play, but you don't help me out. So use the promo code RANT and we are good to go. All right, so let's get into it today. This is a busy waiver wire. There's no doubt about it. And remember, I have it all ranked out for you. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to compare, like, should I pick up this wideout or this running back? Well, I have it ranked. It's not by position. Now, we go by position on the show, but over at ftnfantasy.com, all ranked out for you. I will also say, yet again, be proactive. Churn your bench. If you have, you know, if you have dead weight, cut the dead weight loose on your bench. Churn your bench. You don't know who the next Jerick McKinnon's going to be. You know, you grab Jerick McKinnon after week one, and now all of a sudden you're sitting with a pretty solid option, and you're going to be with a pretty solid option for the rest of the season. You could also be grabbing guys a couple weeks ago, Joshua Kelly. Now all of a sudden he's in a much better spot, right? Churn your bench. Churn your bench. Don't keep multiple defenses on your bench. If you have three tight ends, you have one too many unless you're required to start two tight ends. You don't need three tight ends. You don't need three quarterbacks unless you're in a two-quarterback league. Churn your bench. Use those bench spots really strategically. And, you know, I would put in multiple bids or multiple waiver claims for the same position. So that way, if you don't get the top guy on your list, at least you maybe get the second or third guy on your list. And that's what I'm talking about there is I'm literally putting in a claim for three, let's say three running backs, but I'm still just dropping the same guy. You know, so let's say I'm dropping Jordan Howard, because you should be. I would put in, you know, the first claim, drop Jordan Howard. Second claim, drop Jordan Howard. Third claim, drop Jordan Howard. And that way, if I don't get the first one, I still get the second one. You know, it's silly stuff like that. Maybe you're already doing that, but I know there are a lot of people who aren't doing that, and you should be. Put in price enforcing bids as well. If you're in a fab league, don't let people in your league get guys for free, you know, even if you don't think you necessarily need them. And then also exploit the fact that there may be a feeding frenzy at the top and swoop in below and get guys on the cheap if you don't need to hit waivers this week. All right. So let's get into the quarterbacks. This is a great streamer week at quarterback. And my top guy, grip it and rip it, baby. No risk it, no biscuit. Let's go, Dan Dimes. Daniel Jones, I know it's been bad, and he's been dropped pretty widely, but it's against the Cowboys. So it's one of those, every week I say it about somebody, well, if it doesn't happen for Daniel Jones this week, I don't know when it's going to happen. So I'm going for upside there because I have Gardner Minshew right there as well. They're both 5% bids from me. I like Minshew. The Texans are reeling, obviously, from Bill O'Brien being fired. So I like Minshew, but I think Daniel Jones is just the higher ceiling. So if I'm going streamer, I'm going all the way. Teddy Bridgewater, also 5% as a streamer. Not as much upside, though, out of Teddy. You know, he's Teddy. He's Teddy. Even against the Falcons, not as high of a ceiling as Daniel Jones. And then Kirk Cousins at 5%. He's definitely not my favorite streamer of the week. I mean, that's a run-heavy offense, even if he's airing it out a little bit. It's basically run and take deep shots, which is a weird formula for Kirk Cousins, but, you know, whatever. He's in play this week. He definitely is in play. Deeper names, Justin Herbert will go 2% on him. I think he keeps the job. I do. If he's somehow out there, I'm in a 10-team league where, of course, I needed a quarterback this week because I had Cam and Tannehill as my two quarterbacks. So I rolled into battle with Dwayne Haskins and Nick Mullins. Yeah, I lost. But somebody dropped Justin Herbert on Sunday freaking morning when I couldn't pick him up because he wasn't cleared waivers. So, yeah, he's out there in a 10-team league. If it happened in my league, then maybe it could happen in yours. He definitely should be owned in two quarterback leagues. Jimmy G probably will get back this week. He has the Dolphins this week, so I don't mind the matchup. I'd go 2% on him as well. And then I do think Tua time is coming here. It's not happening this week. Fitzpatrick will get at least one more start. I think it's probably wise to not roll Tua out in his first start against the 49ers, but Tua time is coming, so we'll go 1% on him in two quarterback leagues. Now, running back is really where it's at this week, and I was surprised. So basically my threshold is 80%. If somebody's owned in more than 80% of leagues, I leave them off this list. If there are players who I don't mention on this podcast, they're probably above this list, so therefore they would take priority. But I was really surprised to see Joshua Kelly available in 44% of leagues. That really surprised me. I think what ended up happening, because he was widely picked up, I expected his ownership to be like 70, 75%, in which case I may have just mentioned him but wouldn't have actually written him up. Like, hey, if he's somehow out there, you know, pick him up. But I think people ended up dropping him after, you know, after week three, which was a mistake, obviously, if he's somehow available in your league. 35%. Now, Austin Eckler is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, could be closer to the 6 week end of that spectrum, by the way. So with him out, it's Kelly for at least the next month, at least the next month. And what I like about Kelly, and this is the strategy I like to deploy, is you get more than just a rental car out of him. When I say a rental car, like the prime example is Mike Davis. So you basically have one more week before you have to return that book to the library, right? He's a rental. Blockbuster. Remember that? You're going to get a late fee if you don't return Mike Davis on time. He's a rental. He has no value after Christian McCaffrey returns. However, after Austin Eckler returns, there's still value with Joshua Kelly. Like, I had somebody give me a hard time because I said pick up Jerry McKinnon that the week that McCaffrey got hurt. Like, how dare I say that he was the top guy? How dare I? And not say Mike Davis. And you know what? If I could travel back in time, I would give you the exact same freaking advice, even knowing, you know, that Mike Davis has been pretty good. But here's the thing. After McCaffrey comes back, Mike Davis has no value, right, other than handcuff. You can't use him at all. Even after Raheem Mostert is back on the field, Jerick McKinnon is going to continue to have value. He's going to have value the rest of the season. So that was the thought process there. I didn't want just a rental car. Right? Because, hey, Christian McCaffrey, all right, you get him back. What if your other running back gets hurt? You can't use Mike Davis, you know, but you can use Jerick McKinnon. So that's the thought process. I'm not against handcuffs. I just don't always think it's an optimal strategy. Anyway, number two for me, Damian Harris. After what I saw last night, I'm pretty impressed, man. He looked like he had more burst than Sony Michel for sure. 20% on him. He's not involved in the passing game. He basically played the Sony Michel role, but he played it a little bit better than Sony Michel. So he is out there in a lot of leagues. I'm going to go after him. Chase Edmonds, 20%. Yep. Chase Edmonds, 20%. Kenyon Drake is still the guy, air quotes, but I don't know for how much longer. So I'm going to get ahead of this and I'm going to spend on Chase Edmonds. Malcolm Brown, 12%. I have no freaking clue about this Rams backfield, seriously. But I do know I want to own Malcolm Brown, and he's out there in 48% of leagues. So he's another one. He got dropped because he was definitely widely added after week one. He outsnapped Darrell Henderson this past week, and Yeah, they both have to be owned. I don't know who we can trust here, but they both have to be owned. After them, Latavius Murray, 10% on him. He's not going to outscore Alvin Kamara very often, but he did get that goal line work, which that could continue. Reasonable workload. I mean, he is the quintessential definition of a premium handcuff. Like, a premium handcuff is a guy who has independent value of being a handcuff, and he has that. You could use him as a flex, especially this week. All right, so let's get to D'Ernest Johnson. D'Ernest Johnson at 10%, and I'm really cautious here. It's almost unheard of that we have a guy who's 0% owned on waivers, you know, in the waiver column, that is. I can't remember having that, but he's 0% owned. And yes, he's going to fill in for Nick Chubb, who is going to be out for at least 3 weeks. And this sounds like the same timetable pretty much as Austin Eckler, like a 4 to 6 week timetable. But it's Kareem Hunt. The one difference there is, you know, and if you're a Nick Chubb owner, this is different from like Mike Davis, because Mike Davis has no competition for touches, right? Reggie Bonifant, okay. But there is a major competition for touches. This is not like the next Mike Davis. Like, Kareem Hunt is the guy. And D'Ernest Johnson could be a, you know, a flex option for the next few weeks, but don't go overboard. Let somebody else go overboard on him. Justin Jackson, 10%, kind of same story. He's going to be now he'll fill in the void, but I expect a lot for Joshua Kelly. So Justin Jackson could be a flex option. He's just not super exciting. But then again, I mean, if Joshua Kelly's already owned and your waiver wire is picked over, then yeah, Justin Jackson's a solid pickup this week. You know, maybe flex worthy, but certainly for depth. And we are seeing this year, you can't have enough depth at running back. Devonta Freeman, 8%. He's a lead guy. He's available in 44% of leagues. You can tell how excited I am by him. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers in some instances. Rex Burkhead, 7%. I'm going to tuck him away on benches for now, because we know the ceiling is there. Brian Hill, 5%. Yes, Todd Gurley scored 2 touchdowns, but did Todd Gurley really look that good in that game? Not really, no. So 5% on Brian Hill. After Brian Hill, Jamal Williams, 5% on him. He actually looked pretty good, and they were using him in the passing game especially. Almost goes for 100 receiving yards in that contest. And he's one Aaron Jones injury away from really, you know, really being an important fantasy option. Same thing with Alexander Mattison at 5%. I'm going to continue to tuck him away. If Dalvin Cook went down with a season-ending injury, Alexander Mattison would be a 50 to 75% fab bid, like instantly. So just getting out ahead of it. This is what I mean by churning the bench, trimming the fat. That's exactly what we do there. Phillip Lindsay, 3%. I expect him back this week. He's the cuff there, so he has some value. J.D. McKissick at 1%. Actually out-snapped Antonio Gibson, but not really worried about that. But he could have some value if Gibson went down. Tony Pollard, 1%. I mean, Zeke's super durable, but, you know, again, this would be a 50 to 75% fab guy if Zeke went down. Keyshawn Vaughn, 1%. Getting involved with Fournette and McCoy banged up, so he's worth tucking away in deeper leagues. Darrell Williams, 1%. He's the cuff to CEH. And Jordan Wilkins as well, 1%. He's the cuff to Jonathan Taylor. I love the broadcast last night, the CBS broadcast, because I love how Jim Nance thought he came up with CEH. He's like, we should give him a nickname. How about CEH? It's like, Jesus. Welcome to May. Fantasy football Twitter in May. Maybe even earlier than that. Anyway, that was hilarious. Let's move over to wideout. It's not the best week at wideout, not in terms of top heavy, but there's a lot of depth that could be added this week. So again, churn, churn, churn. But I will say T. Higgins, I really think he should be owned across the board at this point. A.J. Green's start is fading. And Higgins continues to trend up. Out-targeted A.J. Green 7-5, more air yards 126-97. Better chemistry with Joe Burrow, I'll go 15%. Debo, D-Show, 12%. Got back on the field for 25 snaps, look good. Still pretty, he's fairly widely available, just saying. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 10% on him. Lazard is not returning anytime soon. Adams may be back next week, but there's still value to be had with MVS. Lots of value in that passing game for sure. Sammy Watkins, 10%. He is available in 39% of leagues. I know he's a love to hate for a lot of people for fantasy purposes, but this is a different Sammy this year in terms of the usage. They're using him in the short and intermediate, and it's actually working. 27 targets for him this season. That's just two fewer than Tyreek Hill has. Brandon Ayuk, 10%. Love Ayuk, but there's not a ton of volume in that offense. That's the one problem. Laviska Shenault does have a hammy, so keep an eye on that, but I still think adding him is wise, even if you don't, you know, he's one of those guys. Don't intend on using him this week, but have him on your bench. Make sure that bench is just rocking and rolling. Really love how he's being used. You know, good kid and just a good football player. Tim Patrick, 8%. Has a tough matchup coming up this week, but can't ignore what he did last week. 6 for 113 in a score. He could be a wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 type. There's no doubt about it. He's filling in the Cortland Sutton role in that offense, too. Zach Pascal, 5%. He looks like he's Rivers' guy. Rivers peppered him with 8 targets, 5 targets for T.Y. Hilton last week. Mecole Hardman, 5%. I'd love to go more on Mecole Hardman because he did have a, you know, another decent fantasy performance, but 26 snaps for him, 23 for DeMarcus Robinson. The flippening happened, but not by a lot just yet. So tuck him on benches. I don't think he's safe to start just yet. Greg Ward, 5%. Hey, the Eagles have nothing at wide out. And even with Alshon returning soon, Ward's the better fantasy option. Darnell Mooney. What's up, Tulane? Mooney, 5%. He outsnapped Anthony Miller, and he looked better than Anthony Miller. Isaiah Ford, 5%. He outsnapped Preston Williams and looked better than Preston Williams. In fact, had more air yards than Devontae Parker as well. Scotty Miller, 5%. Godwin's not going to play this week. Scotty's banged up, though, too. But he's a guy who I think can have some value even after Godwin returns. Traquan Smith, 5%. The red zone option there for the Saints. Both of his touchdowns coming on end zone throws. Damir Bird, 10 targets for Damir Bird. How about that? It took a while. Damir Bird was like a preseason stud a few years back. I'll go 3% on him. I'll go 3%. The, you know, when you get Super Cam back, we'll see. We'll see. Chase Claypool trending up, man. And you could swoop in on the cheap and get Chase Claypool 2 or 3% right now. And then Jeff Smith. Love the first name, Jeff. Who, though? He came out of nowhere this week, baby. 73 snaps. He led all Jets wide receivers. That's not really saying much, but he led them all in snaps. 9 targets for him as well. Jeff Smith. All right, let's get the tight ends in here. 2 really big name tight ends, I think, here. If you needed tight end help for the rest of the season, of course, Bob Tonyan. He is the top guy this week at the position. I'll go 10%. I'm not going to overdo it. He's not going to score 3 touchdowns every week, stating the obvious, but the obvious needs to be stated. However, could he see 5, 6, 7 targets a week? Yes. And that means he could be a back-end tight end 1. Every year there's a little bit of a surprise at tight end. This year, looks like Bobby Tonyan's going to be that guy. Rob Gronkowski, also at 10%. He was cut in a bunch of leagues. O.J. Howard's season-ending injury opens the door for Gronk. Dalton Schultz, 7%. I want a piece of this offense. I'm just not going to overspend on him, but I do want a piece of that offense. He's going to be a, you know, basically a front-end tight end 2 going forward. Eric Ebron, 5%. I still think you can swoop in and get him on the cheap. If he's out there, people kind of forgot about the Steelers. You know, it always happens after a bye week. So good one right there. Greg Olsen, 5%, getting a piece of the Seattle game, passing game, pretty solid. He's a top 20 fantasy tight end so far this season. Drew Sample, 3%. He's a catch and fall down guy, but he's got good chemistry with Burrow. If you're in a deep league and need help, he could be help for you. And then Cameron Brait, he is at 2% for me. He's going to have a bigger role, but you know, I really would much rather have Gronk going forward. So there you go. There's all the ads. Here's 3 or 4 guys to not pick up, though. Alshon Jeffrey. I get it. His name's recognizable. But he's going to be like basically the frustrations that people have with AJ Green right now. That's going to be Alshon Jeffrey, but he's going to actually be that on steroids. So if that makes sense. Tyron Johnson. Yes, he had a long touchdown last week. Yes, the fantasy numbers look okay. He played 8 snaps. He is not addable. Donald Parham, sticking with the Chargers. Yeah, he outscored Hunter Henry last week. So there you go. He played 1 snap. He's not addable. I'm glad that he's in the NFL. I liked him in the XFL, but yeah, he's not addable. And then Jason Witten, he only played 19 snaps. So sure, he found the end zone last week, but not addable. Here are the guys who I am holding. Jared Goff, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt against the Giants last week. All right, not the best game, but that offense is still explosive. Kenyon Drake, you can't drop him, but his clock is ticking. He is technically still the starter in Arizona, though. Darrell Henderson, just hold all the Rams backfield for now. Mark Ingram, it's frustrating, but their schedule hasn't really given us clarity. They have a tougher stretch ahead, and believe it or not, that's actually good for Mark Ingram. The tougher the schedule, I think the more they use him. If that makes sense. He's the top guy. Brandon Cooks, I mean, this is kind of what you signed up for, Brandon Cooks. Like, goose eggs will happen with Brandon Cooks, so you signed up for it. T.Y. Hilton, unless you're making your team better, I don't see how you drop T.Y. Hilton or A.J. Green. Spite dropping them isn't going to do you any good. Granted, I mean, hey, if you said to me, hey, Jeff, Joshua Kelly's out there. Should I drop T.Y. Hilton's the only person I could drop? Yeah. Okay. You're making your team better by that. But why I have him on the hold list is essentially because I don't think that a lot of people are in that position. But if you are, yeah, do it. Mike Gesicki, hold. Hold! He's capable of massive games. Just hold him. The cut list. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he gone. Almost time for Tua. Kerryon Johnson, he gone. He's the number three Lions running back. Jeff Wilson, he gone. He basically wasn't used last week. And Raheem Mostert is going to be back soon. Preston Williams, he gone. Arrow pointing down. Isaiah Ford trending up. Anthony Miller, he gone. Arrow pointing down. Darnell Mooney trending up. Andy Isabella, he gone. And I like Andy. Good kid. But he's the number four receiving option there for the Arizona Cardinals. All right, here's your streamer. Speaking of the Cardinals, flowchart. Jets, who are they? Yep. All right, the Cardinals, stream them. that pretty much is it. Three sacks allowed, 1.3 turnovers per game. The Cowboys are in play, even though their defense stinks, but they are facing the Giants. Their offense stinks. So, yeah, they've turned the ball over 2.1 times per game in 2020. That's a lot. The Broncos are in play. They're not that widely available, but they may still be out there in your league. They are in play because they could face Brian Hoyer or Jared Stidham. If Cam plays, I don't want to use the Broncos. And then I'll use the Seahawks. Ugh. But Minnesota has been somewhat friendly to opposing defenses this season. 1.8 giveaways per game, 2.5 sacks allowed per game this season. And the Seahawks defend the run well, so that's a tricky game for Minnesota. No doubt about it. So there's your streamers for the week. If you want the entire list of waivers, all the recommendations, and of course, ranked, FTNFantasy.com. Use the promo code RATPACK for 10% off. That's a good deal right there. 10%. I'm cheap. I'm cheap AF. I'll save 10% if you give it to me. Also, appreciate everybody reviewing the podcast on iTunes. I have an update for you. We are at 951 ratings. We got to get to 1K. That's 49 away. 20 more and it would be nice, but 49 away, all right? If you haven't reviewed the show already, please do. It's easy to do. You can do so, of course, in your web browser by just searching us out on Apple Podcasts. Or if you have an iPhone, open up the podcast app, find my podcast, The Rant, scroll to the bottom, give it a radio voice here, scroll to the bottom and click the stars. And I won't do that voice anymore. It's that easy, though. It's really simple. And I appreciate everybody who's been helping out so far with that. It is a huge help to this podcast. I want to keep doing this thing because I have too much darn fun doing it. So I appreciate you, Rat Pack. I appreciate you. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. All right, rankings, projections, all that fun stuff tomorrow on the podcast. I'll catch you on the flip side. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out of here.